Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Continuing from Claude Southwick memories, Sonny said people working on and around the lake had a penchant for booze. One time, a crew was taking the Comanche down lake, pushing the Blackfoot, a sheep barge. It was late at night, and they had been drinking. They saw the lights of Chelan and headed straight for them. They had forgotten, however, that Wapato Point jutted out between the Comanche and Chelan. They proceeded directly for the point, oblivious to its presence. Because the shore is so sandy and gradual, the barge eased up slowly onto the beach, and the crew didn't realize that they had stopped. They kept pushing the barge through the night until dawn and sobriety arrived. They backed the barge off the beach and continued to Chelan. Over the years, the Comanche became very waterlogged and in a poor state of repair. In 1940, Claude W. bumped into the side of the boat with a rowboat, and an 8-foot plank came off. Claude R., or Sonny, remembers that until the day the Comanche sank. The hole where the plank had once been was covered with just a plywood patch. The Comanche eventually broke apart in its middle at the Howe Sound dock at Lucerne. She was in need of repairs to the propeller at the time. A sling was attached around the back end of the boat and hooked to a crane. As the stern of the boat rose out of the water, a cracking sound started in the midsection. Before the operator knew what was happening, the waterlogged wood gave way and the Comanche broke in two. The remains were towed to Lightning Creek, burned, and sunk. Claude W. always stressed to his son that he should learn to run a compass course on the lake, because you will get caught in fog or snow sometime. Also, to steer by the mountaintops when it is pitch black. You will never, ever learn all you think you know about the lake. It always changes. Mountain views change constantly. Animals move around. There is a fascination with the lake because of something changing all the time. Winter, fall colors, snow, weather. You never know what you are going to see or when you will see it. Claude was very concerned with the possible pollution of the lake and the importance of being on watch to keep it as clean as it was then. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.